Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. This is Alan Bishop, head alchemist at Spirits of French Lick. Be on the lookout for our brand new bottled and bond Solomon Scott rye whiskey. Made from a mash composed of 65% rye, 35% corn, and 5% victory malt, this 5-year-old 100-proof rye whiskey is a throwback to early 1800s style rye whiskeys of the Ohio Valley. Named after the legendary Daisy Spring Mill distillery owner turned moonshiner Solomon Scott of Paoli, Indiana. Remember, drink responsibly and never drink and drive.
How did that happen?
Drinking bourbon, sipping on some scotch. We get a little wild, but it's sure fun to watch. We love what we do.
Boom! That is Kenny Fuller and Tiny here tonight. I am fired the fuck up.
And let me tell you what, he's fired up.
Yes,
I was kind of like, have you guys ever seen the old Monty Python sketch, The Argument Center? I walk in here and we wanted to talk about a few things, and it was like I said to Jeff, I'm here for an argument. And he immediately said, you are not.
Exactly.
That's pretty much how our conversation
is. Everything he said, I contradicted and told him he's fucking wrong. So
Tiny's really wired tonight, folks. This ought to be interesting.
Yes, it should be very interesting. Tonight's podcast is called Rise Above It, and we are going to rise above it, but I'm not going to do it quietly. How about that?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to do it quietly.
So, we are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, everybody. We are on Facebook Live, we are on YouTube, and we are on your favorite podcast format right now. So, that tells you exactly where we are. But we are also on Twitter, Instagram, and also TikTok, and YouTube and Facebook, which we're on YouTube and Facebook right there. Plus all the major podcast formats. Make sure when you go, Apple Podcasts, ask Siri to take you there. Hey, Siri, play the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Uh-oh. That might actually start them doing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, I might have to stop this. She's going to try it. Nope, I stopped her.
That missile got out of the silo.
Yeah, we've got 3 Macs going right now, and all 3 of them, 3 Macs and 2. I don't even know if the one over there that's recording this Facebook Live is. But we are on, again, if we're on Facebook Live, I'm going to monitor this, and so is, we will also, so will Xavier, but I'm headed over there right now.
All right, Greg Snyder.
Turning down the thing. Oh, we got some good Greg Snyder news to some extent. It looks like we're going to be able to get, we're working on it. It's not a done deal, but it looks like it's going to work out that Greg's going to come up and we are going to do a chicken cock bourbon tasting event. I'll give you the dates coming up, but Greg and I are trying to work that out when they come up into Ohio. Tyler, who is their national brand ambassador. We're trying to work that out with him at the moment. We got a lot of comments, so we should take a look. I'm going to go into this. Yep, Greg says hi. Bill said hi. Jacob. Oh, Jacob's here. All right, that's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, it would be cool to do a podcast from the tasting event. But what happens when you're doing a tasting event to do a podcast, you might be able to record it and put it up later. But to do a live podcast from a tasting event is pretty intense, and it's a little bit troublesome. We've tried to do that before, and something always suffers, right?
But it doesn't matter, because like Greg Snyder just said, oh my God, I lost it. Can't wait. Would love to drink some whiskey in your backyard. So if we're drinking whiskey, who cares if the equipment fails?
Yeah, that.
Right?
Well,
I mean, you know, really. What's important?
If that Thursday, I'll take off at lunchtime and have Greg. Oh, if he gets in a little bit early, we can drink some whiskey in my backyard. That would be very.
We'll
cool.
be there. Me and Mrs. Xavier.
Hey,
will be there.
If that's what we gotta do, have a whiskey tasting event in my backyard.
Then that's we'll do.
We'll have it in my backyard. If that's what's going to be, that's the kind of day it was. I'm trying to set up. You know, Tiny has. Myself, Tiny, and
yeah, your third person.
Yes.
Thank you, Senator Dole.
Wait. Do I got my pen? It's like that.
Yeah, like
right?
Senators.
Okay. Anyways.
War injuries.
Well, I wasn't making fun of him. Yeah. You just said Senator Dole. I was just going to imitate, not make fun. All right. Anyways, so we are getting ready to have this podcast tonight. We've got Rebel Cask Strength and Rebel Distillers Cup. Both are Ohio picks. I am going to. Did you bring your? He brought his glasses tonight, and you better get your.
I got my glass right here. What the hell are you talking about?
You better get your phone.
Oh, you mean these?
Yeah, okay. Those and your phone ready, because when we get into this Rebels Distiller Cup. Yes, Greg, it is going to be a Scotchy Bourbon Boys party. There is going to be no freaking doubt. But before we get into the tasting, we got something to cover. And you're the one who might have the photo tonight. Let me just see if it ended up on this phone. Again, tonight, there's some... Nope, it's on a different
phone.
Well,
I'll give it to you. You can
take the lead here. So, when the Scotchy... Okay, we'll do this. The Scotchy Bourbon Boys is starting to really take off. Our numbers on YouTube, thanks to YouTube Shorts, our hours keep going up.
And you, our listeners and viewers.
Right. And all the people, we're starting to get more subscribers. The goal is 1,000 subscribers. We've gone in the last month from 250 to 300. So we're on our way. It's starting to steamroll. It took us a while to get the 250, and we had to do a lot of events. But since we've been doing the shorts and the podcasts, podcasts are growing, more and more numbers. And the shorts are really kind of kicking in. Hit or miss, but they are. And they're adding to our hours listened. And we're really excited about that. So things are starting to happen. But one thing that happens when you start to be noticed is that not only do you get a ton of positive feedback. And that's what we like. If you're watching us, listening to us, please like, listen, comment and subscribe. Those are all very important things, but you also get haters, and haters are really tough when you're kind of like what we are on this. We are so positive. We love to taste whiskey. We love the people in the industry. We meet a ton. Haven't met too many negative people, but we have come across some, and those people have been very, what would you say? We try and ignore and leave them alone, because that's what rising above is. So one of the things, though, every once in a while, somebody just rips on you and, you know, they'd have no...
It's when they make a comment that contains I'm not going to call it a lie, I'm going to say a false or incorrect statement.
So what we want to do is kind of take one of those comments and how... I mean, today when I first saw the comment It was very, I was hurt. It's not, there's nothing about it that's true. Though, once again, when it comes to bourbon and whiskey, our opinion is a guideline, and it's our opinion.
Exactly.
It's my opinion. But for instance, but the reason
your opinion on us, you know, you can say, okay, those guys aren't very smart. Well, I wish you wouldn't say that, but you know what? You're entitled to say that. You can say, you know, they don't deliver very well, or they technically screw things up.
Or it just sucks.
You know, Xavier's got a bad hairdo and a lazy eye. You know, whatever. You can say those things. They're kind of hurtful, but you're allowed to say it. But when you state things that appear to be targeted at the podcast and at our ethics within the podcast.
Right, or what we're trying to do.
We have to respond to that.
Right, well, we're rising above it in the fact that I'm going to read the comment and we're going to respond one by one on it. We're not saying who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. There's an aspect of when you have to accept negativity. And every time we've been kind of trounced on the podcast, I get a ton of other podcasters saying, welcome to becoming big enough to start to get negative reactions. When you're little, people aren't paying attention. They kind of whatever. But now that we're starting to get some recognition, we're getting millions of views on Facebook Reels. To the point of this.
Why get billions when we can have millions?
Yeah. Yes. We've got over 7 million views of the reels and our stuff. And we're really starting to take off on Facebook. And you're going to get people who think or want to be where you're at. And they've tried, but they're not. And there's a lot of stuff we have done. We have put ourselves out there and gone in and worked hard to make relationships in distilleries that we feel produce good whiskey.
And we also have made an effort. You know, anybody who's listened to our podcast know that we make an effort to interview people in the industry because we know we're not in the industry. We know we don't know everything. We get that. That's why we get people who are a heck of a lot brighter than us. You know, the Greg Schneiders, the Alan Bishops of the world, and you know, dozens of others that have participated in our podcast to bring their insight. That's what it's all about. We're not trying to dazzle you with our intelligence. We are trying to delight you with our love of bourbon and everything about it.
And have fun with you. Like, if you're sitting back, kick back, listen to what we're saying. We don't profess. I'm not going to sit there. I love lobster dipped in butter. I'm not going to sit there and tell you have to dip your lobster in butter. Someone might love lobster and hate butter. I'm not telling anybody what to drink. I'm not telling what to form their opinion. I am basically, what we do is we find the people. Like, for instance, when Alan Bishop initially was coming on the podcast two and a half years ago, we had him on and he said straight up he wants the honest opinion. And that's all we do. And then we have both of us on this podcast, and we bring Young Nose on because seriously, Scotch is, when you're talking about the Islay and you're talking about the peated Scotches, we're not fans of really heavy peated Scotches.
Young Nose is all over it.
But he loves it. Yep. What tastes like gun oil to us that made us sick to our stomachs on an Ardbeg, he drank the bottle and loved every second.
And thank us for giving it to him.
But at the same time, you
know, more power to John. That's great.
But at the same time, he's not a piece of shit that doesn't know what he's talking about. And the same thing, if I don't like peated Scotch and I don't want to develop a palate for peated Scotch, it's totally my right. That doesn't mean I'm a piece of shit either.
I mean, just because you don't want to drink something that tastes like 5,000-year-old sheep shit.
We're horrible people that don't know what we're doing.
Exactly.
And we never profess to know what we're doing, but we do profess to do. And let me read this.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get to the reading of this. Yeah, let me read this. We can take it stanza by stanza.
And we're going to just basically, like I said, this is a rise above it. There's no whatever. But this is the kind of stuff that
you... format this was placed, this is the
kind,
placed.
This is the kind of stuff is what you got to deal with. Yep. These guys are some of the least knowledgeable people in the industry.
Okay, and that's an opinion.
Right, which is an opinion.
Yeah, that's fine.
But maybe at one point we were not very knowledgeable, but the more we go out and we visit and experience, we become more and more knowledgeable, and we love...
That person can have that opinion. Go on.
Right. They have a very small amount of experience, and it shows. The person writing this, I would say that I wouldn't say that there's that much experience there. I don't know what the heck that – I don't even know what it is. What is experience? Explain to me whiskey experience. I've been experiencing whiskey since I've been 15 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say since I've been 15. I mean 21.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean 21.
So I don't. Yeah. So okay. Exactly. So he doesn't like our experience.
That's
but
fine
at the
too.
Same
That's
time,
opinion.
Fine.
That's
you know
opinion.
What I mean?
And no then, problem.
Then very very technologically unorganized. Guess what? I will have to 100%
yeah,
agree
that's the
with
one thing
that thing.
He nailed that one right in the
I mean, we
here.
Admit this all the
yeah,
time.
And your point is?
And yeah. And that's what we try and do. The one comment above this talks about how we are real and we don't do any editing.
We don't
edit. We
you,
just well,
what
do,
you see or what you hear is what you get.
When we're on Facebook Live,
yeah.
You guys are hanging out with us. We
exactly.
Don't, this is
we're
like,
just a bunch of guys drinking and sometimes ladies drinking bourbon.
Does anybody ever edit real life? I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do this real life.
Keeping it real.
And keep honest. Then it says, this is the part. They make up tasting notes and only love their sponsors.
Okay, I'm on that
okay,
one.
Okay, but remember what we talked about.
We're
staying above this.
I know we're staying above it, but I want to state clearly that whenever we have given tasting notes that are somebody else's, we cite them from the Whiskey Bible or
yeah,
Bourbon Beach
Bourbon
or whoever,
and whatever.
Or if it's on the back of a bottle. We have never presented made-up tasting notes. We've given our own notes, our own opinions of what we think it tastes. And often, as you've heard me and Tiny, we get into some severe disagreements.
Yeah,
on
it's
what
like, I tasted peanut butter and peanuts on the Booker's.
Yeah,
and
two
I
nights ago,
like,
I tasted maybe a hint of hazelnut. There was no peanuts for me.
Right, but
you
that's...
Know? And those are our opinions, and we state... That's our rating system. We're
and we
giving
hope,
our opinions.
We hope that.
But we
okay.
have never made up something and given it to somebody else. And we've never taken anybody else's tasting notes and claimed them to be ours. That doesn't happen.
Then you will not get an honest review from them. I mean, all our reviews are honest. So, I mean, it's just like this comment, which this is something that's hurtful when you're out there. But the fact that we get negative comments... We can address that. I mean, like I said,
yep. We left off the part of they make up yeah. tastings. We talked about that and only love their sponsors. Well,
I said that,
but I guess I want to expound upon it, folks. We have got a handful of sponsors, if that. We have sampled literally hundreds of bourbons in the course of this
on the podcast.
Right.
The podcast.
Right.
Yeah, we've probably had 100.
And the vast majority of those, while we've had some people give us a bottle, try this, it's been purchased, folks. And we do not favor our sponsors.
If it's not been purchased,
let's
them know that.
Let's bring up this. This is not an exact correlation because these people are not. One of Tiny's favorite bourbons is Booker's. Now, Jim Beam is not a sponsor. Yes, Jim Beam, some of the very important people there, Fred No, Freddie No, Sandy No, they're our good friends. We have them on speed dial. But we just sampled one of their efforts, one of their expressions the other night, and we rated it. And then after that, we tried something by an up-and-coming distillery that we thought was actually a better product. And we expounded upon that. Now, that's not trying to be insulting to Jim Beam by any means, but it proves the point that we don't favor our sponsors. We don't favor our friends. We favor the best, what we feel is the best tasting, highest quality expression. Is that a
well,
way to say it?
Okay, so let's see. Greg says, haters are going to be haters. Ignore, delete, and have no product input. It's that some people who just want to, yeah. Oh, that's a long one. Yes, and as Greg Schneider, I mean, Greg, we drink chicken cock whiskey, and I've always said,
and we love
that,
it.
Right. Well, I love it, but I was always not a huge fan of rye. So there's the main rye. That is not my favorite of all of the chicken cock. But when you're dealing with the Righteous Blonde, and when you're dealing with the Island Rooster, those finished ryes are freaking amazing. But they're real. And he basically says, Greg says, you guys are genuine, transparent, and honest. F the naysayers. And that's very, that means so much to us, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
But yeah, and we're
Greg, you know, it's such a privilege to have you be part of this, because what we don't have in knowledge, a guy like you
has given us,
and being part of it and being able to comment like you do. And as I've said so many times, we are so incredibly fortunate that here we are coming up on all the events you have planned, the Bourbon Fest and everything else, and somehow you've found time to be on this podcast. And we are eternally grateful for that, Greg.
Right.
And that's what brings us up. That helps us to rise up. You fill in the knowledge gaps that we don't have. And we greatly appreciate that. We're aware that we don't have 50 years or thereabouts in the distilling industry. But we're smart enough to know that it's great to have a guy like you with us that does.
Right. And the same thing. Having Alan come on. Lally Dant come on.
Right. Lisa Roper Wicker.
Having Aaron Harris come on.
Francesca Viola.
Yeah. So the people that we have on, he obviously, the person making these comments doesn't really listen or watch, is just being spiteful towards us because some whatever reason, whatever the reason is, it's just like, as Greg says, it's like this. It's like, F it. We're just going to basically go on, keep doing what we're doing. It seems to be working. We're getting bigger and bigger, and we really appreciate it. The last thing, Watershed Distillery. When I first went down there, before they were the sponsor, I didn't like their main bourbon. I went down there. I did meet everybody, but I was there part of the thing, and I got to taste their Bottled in Bond and their team that was putting out bourbon, and the bourbon was much improved, and I really liked it. So I asked them to be a sponsor. Well, they were a sponsor up until last March, but that didn't stop me from liking their bourbon because they were a sponsor. So there you go. That gets us to what we're going to do. I think we love the support that we get from everybody. Please go out there, keep supporting us, and we'll go forward and keep doing what we're doing. Hanging out on a Thursday. I mean, this is just a blast tonight, wouldn't you say?
It is.
I don't know where my freaking glasses went, but we got to... No, not those. You already read. You're doing the research.
You keep confusing me with glasses.
These
are eyeglasses and these are Glencairn.
So the first Rebel tonight is... And you're going to have to... I'm going to pour it. It's from the Distiller's Collection. And so you're going to have to read that.
I'm going to fall on the grenade again.
Okay. Yep. It's right here. Let me put the... Nope. This one. You read out there and the proof, and I'm going to, in the meantime, try and reach down here.
Okay. You want me to start now, or do you want
to wait? Go.
I'm
preoccupied.
Here we go. Rebel, Distiller's Collection, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. This is 56.5 ABV, or, 113 proof, I guess, if my drunk math works. This was an Ohio State pick, correct?
Yes.
On here, it is basically, I'd be reading a government warning. It's not a history of the product or any story, any distiller's story. It's a government warning. I will say it's distilled and aged in Kentucky, bottled for Lux Row Distillers, Bardstown, Kentucky. And that's what we have, folks. So there's no tasting notes on the bottle, or at least not on this bottle.
Okay, no tasting notes, but at the same time, there is you got the proof and everything on the front.
Have you read that? Yes, I did.
Okay, what's the proof?
It's 56.5 ABV for 113 proof.
All right, so I just pulled out, and I can't believe it.
There's no age statement on it, so we know it's at least 4 years.
Right, and yep. I think I just pulled out. I pulled out the other cask strength, like I said. So we got the two cask strengths, okay? One came from Kentucky. One came from Ohio. We'll do the taste test. But we actually have, look at this. What does that say?
Okay, so what we have here is we have OHLQ exclusive 2021. It is also 56.5 ABV or 113 proof.
So let's just, we can compare the two because we got this year's and last year's.
Right.
This is 20, so we'll do Ohio versus Ohio. Let's quick taste this one.
This is 2022.
We're going to do that. Cheers. Okay, we're hey folks, we're about to make up some tasting notes.
Because there's none on the bottle to read.
I get a little pepper.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying
already?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn,
we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We going to have this, like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I got to lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit seriously.
I get a little bit of a pear, apple, and vanilla. What's that do? I'm in a different type of tasting glass, but ooh, that is dripping down nice. Nice legs on this one. Here we go.
Okay, I'm getting the pepper as well, and I'm getting some fruit. I don't know if I can identify it as pear or not, but there's definitely a fruit there. And pear is probably a good choice because it doesn't really smell citrusy.
I'm getting honey.
And on the nose, there's also some
honey. And this is honey?
Maybe?
This is
almost like a honey brown sugar. Yep.
So this is one barrel from, did it say the barrel number on this one for the 2022? Let's see. Hold on. Read the barrel number on that 2022.
The barrel number is 7784805.
So 805. All right, so I'm going to throw another one in here. That's a 2022. Should drink up on that. Over there, Xavier, is from Chris Thompson. And he gave us another barrel from what they had in... See that black label over there? Next to the Maker's Mark, to the left. See the black label little sample? Just grab that. And we're about to compare two barrels. Nope, the other one. Is that the right one? Does it say Rebel on it? No, you were right. You were right. I was wrong. The other one. Yep.
I thought it said Rebel, but...
Yeah, you were right. Okay. Here, Ohio 876. And we said, what was the other one?
Here. Is this it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's 7784805.
805, and this is 876.
So by my math, that's 71 barrels ahead or after that.
Well, they picked a bunch of 10 barrels, and so we're going to get to pick another barrel. Now, he said there was one that was honey in the tasting notes for the state of Ohio. So I think I picked up that one. This one is caramely. Way more caramel. I do still get a little of the pepper.
I get a little pepper, but now I'm picking up apricot. And I am getting maybe some honey there.
That's a little bit sweeter, a little bit caramel, a little... I'll give you... There is actually... It's apricot-y as hell.
Yep.
That's a good call there.
Yep. Yeah, it's
that
it's
one, pretty much a bit of the two barrels, I definitely... I like them both, but the 876 was better. All right. So we're not going to throw in last. Do you want to throw in last year? Let's see if last year they were able to handle it.
We might as well.
Mm-hmm. We got to do little pours on this.
Yep.
All right. We got a guy, John Ritt. I've only just caught up on your Facebook Live broadcast. I'm almost 52 years old and actually only 2 to 3 years. Holy crap, he's given us a long one on that one. glad to have you. Thank you. Thank you for watching. The Facebook Lives are the podcasts. I mean, that's one thing. We go to YouTube and we go to the different, but you're getting the podcast live. I mean, right now we're recording on what, you know, the thing, but you get all the hanging out with us kind of thing live. And we really appreciate you doing that with us.
Glad to have you.
Yep. I'm going to pour last year.
No, wait, there's a question there about pricing, I think. Let me go back there.
Okay.
Let's see. Aaron David Gressel. Hi, Aaron. He's asking about the cost of these expressions. Do you have an idea what the cost
I want to say they were.
Oh.
I want to say the distiller's was $39.99 and the cask strength was $49.99. That's what I think. The distiller's collection was $39 and the cask strength was $49. They're good. And so the one thing about Rebel, okay, is Rebel is a rock star category, if you want to go into categories that I've been doing in my special category thing. This is named, I mean, Rebel Yell. Billy Idol drank it. It's got a bite. One of the things that I love about Rebel is it's a great, you know, if you're going to go to, Aaron says, thanks. You're welcome. All right, let's taste
this. Glad you could join us, Aaron.
Let's see if 2022 was kinder than 2021. Cheers. Holy shit. Oh, that blows. The 2021 pick for, it's like, those two are good, but this is like, holy shit.
Hey, this is 2021?
Yes. What's the, can you read the proof on that?
Same proof, 113 proof.
Oh, that's got a big body, doesn't it?
Yep.
That is good. That's a lot more vanilla, maybe a little bit of the apricot.
Yeah, there's something there.
It's definitely, all three of these taste like Rebel. I mean, they're all three in the same. The one's more honey, the other one's apricot, and this is big, and this one is sweet. Like, the sweetness on the front of the palate just blows you off, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's very sweet.
If we were to rate them, which one would you go?
Okay. We can put an X over the 2022. Now, what was that Chris sent up in the small bottle?
It's 2022. It's just a different barrel. There's three different barrels.
So then I'd say it comes down between 2021 and that barrel.
That one.
Yeah.
And I'm picking the 2021, and then I'm going to, I think Chris's barrel's a little bit better than the other one with the honey. I like the apricot a little bit better. There's more of a sting to it. But once again, when you drink this, this reminds you that it's whiskey.
Right.
This tells you you can do shots of this and you'd party with it, but you also can sit back and sip it. You know?
Right.
It's just designed that way. That's, in my opinion, I've always loved Rebel. So, all right, so let's hit the cask strength. Now, this cask strength right here, if you want, I'm going to pour. You drink. Pour, drink. You're drinking tonight in the Scotchy Bourbon Boy Glencairn. I was so upset to rise above that I'm drinking in a Penelope
that was different glass. Kindly given to us a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago tonight at the Penelope tasting at the barrel room.
I'm going to contradict. Dick the fuck out of you.
You got that at the barrel
pit? Yeah, this was at the barrel pit.
I got mine at the barrel room.
Yeah, you got yours at the barrel room, but
I told you he was going to be this way tonight.
Since I had mine from the barrel pick, I let more people get them. I had one, right?
Yeah, very good.
Okay, so there you go. This is cast strength, and you get to read this. Read away, and I'll keep chalking
on. All right. Hitting so on what the we comments got here there. Is we have... This is single barrel Rebel cask strength. It is 60% ABV for 120 proof. It is barrel number 727-0811.
Of? What's the...
It doesn't give us an of.
It gives you Liquor Barn. I can read that from here, and I'm not...
Liquor Barn number 4.
This is a Liquor Barn pick from Kentucky.
On New Year's Eve of 2015.
Yeah, so you're looking at, and that was last year of 20, so that's a six-year bourbon right there, right? New Year's Eve of 2015 to sometime, I got that courtesy of Jason Sparkman. We were just talking about him before we came on the air. He is a distiller at the Bardstown Bourbon Company and also a Scotchy Bourbon Boy. All along, he also was one of the people who he made this barrel for me from when he was at Wilderness Trail, and he made a barrel shelf, and it's a freaking awesome barrel shelf. Thank you, Jason.
Yep.
And thank you. I can't wait to, you know, now that you're distilling at the Bardstown Bourbon Company, when they were there with Greg in the morning, hopefully you can stick around to see us. All right. So, all right. This is the cask strength from the liquor barn that I picked up last August. It's a year old. Now this is more caramel. Way more caramel.
It's all caramel. And this is cask strength, 120 proof, and there's not a hint of ethanol on it. You get on the nose, you get caramel.
You still?
And more caramel. And then, that's about all you get on the nose is caramel.
But you still get the pepper. It's like a white pepper all throughout. It's that party rebel, all the rebel, Rebel Yell 100, okay. Rebel. It's got it.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Well, we're not, you can't compare cask strength to the distiller cup.
I'm just talking about Xavier's winner.
You can't have a winner. There's one left.
I know a winner when I taste it.
No, you might like it, but let's see what Ohio's going to put out, you fucker.
There, see, I'm already biased, and they're not even a sponsor or anything. I'm just telling you.
Hey, Liquor Barn, we're picking your stuff. Can you sponsor us?
Yeah, there you go. We're trying to give you a favorable review of your choice.
Greg is watching again. Thanks for coming back on. Edward Comfort is in the house.
Hi,
Russ,
Edward.
Russ Ashburn, thank you for watching.
Hi, Russ. I'm here to tell you, if I was going to be rating this, it would be...
It's up there.
It'd be 4.5 with a badumbo on the taste.
What this does is it... Different than sipping whiskeys, this is still a party with fantastic taste. It can go both ways. If you partied with this, like you went to a Packer game or a Brown game or a Giants game, whatever the team, and you were drinking this, this would fuck you up. There's no doubt about it.
I'm rating it like this because, you know, because I'm not very smart, as certain people have said. And you know what? I've dealt with that all my life. That's why God gave me broad shoulders. But this is uniform from the nose to the finish. It's caramel, caramel, caramel. And it's sweet, and there's no bitterness to it at all.
So now this Rebel here is the new Ohio picking teams. The picking teams in Ohio, they've improved them. I contest that the Ohio picks have been delicious. Now, I like the Ohio pick for Distiller's Cut, but I would have to say last year's was a little bit better. Now it's been, we just opened this year, so the other one's been in the bottle for a while. But then that Distiller's Cut that we got also from, which is this year's, another barrel, that was pretty good too. So, I mean, they're all good. They all have the same. What I'm impressed between 21 and 22 with the Distiller's Cuts, when you actually had it, is the fact that they still have the same flavor profile, just one's more, or a little bit apricot, but it's got the pepper and the, you know what I mean? Overall,
right. I think the cask strength pretty much
still maintains.
Well, it puts a knife through the apricot, though. I don't really taste it.
Yeah, it went caramel.
That's delicious. It's caramel. It is.
It's hot, too.
Now, what are we doing here? What is this?
This is Ohio. Oh, I'm going to, hold on. Got to put that back in. I didn't do my... This is the only fresh crack.
You didn't
crack
get rid of that dirty neck pour, did you?
Yeah. I let it open. I let it come out. I put it back in. All right. Here we go. All right. Oh, yeah, baby. Tonight, we are doing this tasting exactly like we should on a podcast. We like to barrel bash. Let's see.
I wanted to barrel bash the last one, friend. Well,
I oughta. Quit playing. You're quoting.
Quit playing with your hair.
You're quoting Seinfeld. I'm just being a stooge.
Yeah. What did I say to you earlier? Oh yeah, I don't think you do.
Hey, welcome Luke and Bart for watching. We appreciate
Luke,
it.
Oh,
we
got. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, Northern Illinois is where John Ritt's from. He said he grabbed some cast strength single barrel number and he gave 4.6, finished with 4.64 and filled in March of 2017. And he was saying it was absolute. I have to admit, I do love the Rebel line. I like Rebel 100. But the Rebel line of what they've done at Lux Row is amazing. And they all have the similar flavor profiles until you get to Rebel 10. And Rebel 10 is fantastic, folks. I mean, that is a special, special bourbon.
I'll tell you what, up until now, my favorite Lux Row product was the Davies County Sherry Cask Finished product. But I'm here to tell you that cask strength expression that we just tasted so prior to this was
Before we get to our last tasting, although he's going to taste
all it. All right, okay. I didn't stop in time.
I would like to mention our sponsors. That would be our sponsor at this time is the Spirit of French Lick. Alan Bishop down there is doing amazing things. We are actually going to be doing a barrel pick on Tuesday, September 13th of the William Dalton Wheat Bourbon. Can't wait for that.
That's outstanding bourbon, and we're gonna really enjoy the barrel pick because whenever you're with Alan Bishop, you're in for a good time.
All right. So Greg said that, and then, well, first before we do Greg, you might bring Greg's comment up and then read that one. But we love Alan Bishop. He has been with the podcast from the start. We have grown up with the Spirit of French Lick. They do amazing things down there. Not only is he a great distiller, but he has a fantastic palate. Everything that he puts out, the Morning Glory, there's so many different spirits. His apple brandy, I mean, that is not whiskey, is fantastic. There's so much that they do. And we are excited to keep having them as a sponsor of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. If you're in French Lick, Indiana, in West Baden, Indiana, you should check them out. Wonderful place. You can, their bourbon and whiskey is so reasonably priced. It's amazing. Then there is, thank you to Wally and Lynn Dant. Now, I don't
Wally
know.
Wally
and Lynn Dant and Charlie Dant have been building a Logstill distillery ever since we met them. And they came on, we did a podcast, and we have them as a sponsor. They have Monk's Road. That's what they have. It's a produced whiskey, bourbon that they produce, and it's sold out of their gift shop. You don't see it very much around. Now, they are distilling. We've been down there for the bourbon. We were at their campus, and their campus is getting huge, and the experience is amazing. But I don't know how you can say that we somehow are play favorites because it's a good bourbon, but it's the only bourbon. They have other whiskeys coming, but they haven't come out yet. So we promote their dedication to bringing back their family's distilling history and brand and what they're doing and where they're doing it and how they're doing it and everything they do at Dant Crossing. It's amazing. And we sponsor that all the time. But I don't understand how we're selling out. We tasted it. We enjoyed it. We barrel bashed it. It didn't get, you know, some huge, giant, perfect score because it's the bourbon that it is good bourbon.
And Tiny addressed this in an earlier podcast called Xavier Loves Whiskey. And that's an absolutely true statement. I do love whiskey. I mean, there was a time when I had a problem with drinking, but now that I'm an alcoholic, it's no problem whatsoever. But at any rate, there's a lot of whiskeys. I'm going to name several that I've pretty much turned myself inside out over gushing on. The single barrel pick for the last year's festival by
Luca Mariano, this chicken cock Island Rooster. Island Rooster. God, I drew a blank there. Island Rooster. The Middle West Spirits cask finished port. What is it? Port wine cask finished
rye.
Rye. And there's and then this one by Rebel Bourbon, which is Lux Row, the cask strength that I just had. These are just some outstanding pours. Mm-hmm. I could fill my liquor library with nothing but the ones I just mentioned and live happily ever after. And guess what, folks? They're not our sponsors.
Well, I mean, Greg Schneider's a friend of the podcast.
He's a very good friend of
in life to us.
Ryan Lang is a friend.
Right, but they don't sponsor us. We go down there and we taste their whiskey and we talk. And Greg says he's so excited because they did a Kentucky Bourbon Festival barrel pick which will be being sold at Kentucky Bourbon Festival. We will be getting a bottle or maybe bottles of that.
Yeah, he says it's a 7-year-old expression that we honestly acquired before we started laying down our own product. But it is so freaking good. Greg Schneider's own words. Justin's House of Bourbon in Louisville will be selling it beginning September 14th. All right, we're definitely going to be checking that out.
Yeah, it goes on sale there. And then I believe the 16th, 17th, the 18th, it'll be for sale at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. So check that out also. I'm sure that's going to be delicious. I talked to Randy about that barrel pick, and Greg said it was it's a barrel that they had picked up before they started laying down their own distillate at the Bardstown Bourbon Company. But this barrel is fantastic, and I trust Greg because his 15-year-old barrel strength chicken cock.
You trust Greg. Just because Greg's forgotten more about this industry than we've ever learned. Yes, we trust
that chicken cock. That chicken cock 15-year-old barrel strength bourbon was, when he let us taste that before it was bottled, it was, I tasted it and it seriously hit my all the marks, and my brain exploded, and I had to turn around and look at what I was drinking because I didn't think that bourbon could taste that good in a barrel strength. And barrel strength is good, but it's hot a lot. And it just was like perfection. It was very good. All right, so that brings us to this last cask strength. Now, I'm getting... You need some more to just not...
Just for general principles?
Yeah, because you're going to cheat and say it's not as good as the other one, where I'm thinking this is probably...
I'm not going to cheat!
Yeah, you are.
I'm not the one that modifies the rating system mid through the podcast.
I do. I will cheat at Christmas time. I admit that. Yeah. It's like we got.
Cheers. Now, because I was, touting what our viewers said and trying to read comments, tell me what I'm drinking again.
You are drinking the cask strength. You're supposed to be reading it.
Oh, so it's my problem. Yeah. Okay, 60% alcohol.
Same as the other one.
120 proof, just like the other cask strength, whereas the other non-cask strength expressions were 56.5, 113. This is barrel number 7755778. It was bottled on August 16th of 17. So what, 40 years to the day after the king left us. Distilled and aged in Kentucky.
All right, but what is it? It's the Kentucky. It's the Ohio OHLQ.
Oh, OHL.
The most important
part. Oh, that's what you... OHLQ 2022.
So this is 2022 cask strength. Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Single barrel.
Okay, so we're killing it with the caramel again.
Oh, hi. This is better for me. It might not be for you, but this tastes... This is like a caramely Booker's. It went right. This is what I remember I was tasting last night. This is, that's. Oh my
it's
God.
It's close speechless. With no cigar.
Oh, I disagree. No. Let me
explain why. This is delicious. And if anybody wants to send me a bottle of it, please feel free. It's delicious, but where it in my simplistic hand-to-mouth tasting, where it goes off the rails is On the side palate, I pick up a bitterness that wasn't present with the other cat's strength.
Well, in my opinion, that pepper that I pick up on the side reidifies.
It's not a pepper. It's a leather tobacco creeping in there. Wood tannin and something that I consider nasty. Now, if you're a cigar drinker, you'll love it.
Yeah, but I don't. But see, once again, this is opinion. I don't find that nasty at all.
Yeah, it's an opinion.
That's and to me,
opinions are like assholes.
To me, actually, that's why I like it better than the other one. The other one is delicious. It's caramel. It's a dessert, but this one is more rebel. This one is still a party with the caramel, where the other one lacked that aspect. So here's why I like this one better, because this still stays true to Rebel.
No, you know what that is coming on the side palate? It's our friend Mr. Apricot sneaking back in. It's a bitter apricot.
Don't get that
on that on the side palate.
I get Booker's. I get what I taste in Booker's. That's what I get on my side palate.
That's what's coming in.
If I'm going to pick up Booker's on another thing, then it's kicking ass. Because my favorite?
Quite good. Okay, let me explain something.
Yeah, like the other one.
This is a Cadillac.
Okay.
And this is a Cadillac that's fully tricked out.
That's a Cadillac fully tricked out.
This
is a fucking five made era Porsches. That's what that is to me. That's a Cadillac. I'll give you that. But I'm going to call this a Porsche because makes me want to go and get.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're both very excellent expressions. Give me some of the other
ones. I am. Drink that.
And you'll see what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. No bitterness
at all.
No, but that bitterness you're talking about is what I want in some whiskey when I want that bitterness. Yeah, I want that whiskey.
It's almost a sour. It's weird.
It's
a weird side palate taste. I mean, it's unusual, and a lot of people like it. I'm not going to say I dislike it, but I don't like it as well as this.
Let's just keep making up our tasting notes.
Those are made up tasting notes, folks. I'm not quoting anybody like anybody would ever even admit to saying that.
I mean, what the hell? It's like anybody drinking something and they taste what they taste.
We give our opinion, for God's sakes.
But every single person who writes something, when they taste it and say, it's made up by them.
Right, we have never once quoted somebody and attributed it to ourselves.
You're taking this quoting. He's saying that we're tasting stuff and we're saying we're making it up. But it's because that person's taste buds are blown away and he can't taste what we're able to taste.
I don't know where he's coming from, but it implies a level of dishonesty on our part. And I'll tell you what, folks, we may not be the sharpest tools in the shed, but the one thing we're not is dishonest.
Anyways, so that is bringing us close to the end. Do you got anything else to say? Because we rose above it.
Peace, love, rock and roll, and bourbon, folks.
Bring on some more negativity. We have no problem laughing our asses off at you. There's no problem with that, right? We're just going to have fun, laugh. We'll be honest. We'll be transparent.
It's not like we expect people to accuse us of being smart.
But I mean, who are you?
That hasn't happened yet in my 61 years. So but
who are you going to go with? I mean, are you going to go with a negative comment of some random person out there in random land? That has, you know, what is his criteria? Or are you going to take a guy that's been in the business since 1978, right? And he's been working, he's made barrels, he basically is now a master distiller, distilling distillate based off of going to the, you know, he goes to the actual West Virginia cooperage and picks out each individual state. I mean, he has every
kind. He picks out where he wants the trees cut down from, on what side of the mountains.
And basically, Are you going with that, or are you going with him, Greg Schneider, a distiller, saying you guys are genuine, transparent, and honest? F the naysayers. I'm going with what Greg Schneider says.
Thank you, Greg. That's
yes,
a high compliment.
We really appreciate it.
We do appreciate that.
And someday we hope you're our sponsor.
Yeah, thank you for just wiping away our complete point we made. So,
I know, it's not. I said someday we
welcome anyone who would want to be our sponsor.
We love you, man. So anyways, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm Tiny. This is Xavier. Remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. You go there. Everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. You can pick up one of these. We don't even, this is even a blank one, but we have Glencairn's. Actually, the order for Kentucky Bourbon Festival today came in. I'm super excited. And we got some crystal glass Glencairn's for the Scotchy Bourbon
and
Boys.
And
I got
to figure, really promo,
I think
folks.
There could be one involved when we hit 1,000 Facebook group members. We're close.
How many we got? What's the total?
It's 972, I think, last time I checked.
All right.
So we're getting closer.
Does
so that might
the
be
three we picked up this week?
I think there's six more that it includes, too.
Okay,
but,
cool.
You know, that's for next week. But at the same time, there's something, and we're super excited. There's T-shirts. Check that out on the website. But also, if you're interested, give me a contact through Facebook Messenger. No problem. I'll send it out. We accept, you know, all, what would you say, digital transactions. And with Kentucky Bourbon Festival coming up, guys, we're getting excited. We're getting close to next week. We will be running early on, you know, a little bit, probably two more podcasts, and we will be closing down our third season. So then in the next two podcasts, so that's going to happen. And then we'll head off to Kentucky. And when we get back, there'll be a lot of different, there'll be a lot more different, type things for this year. We are getting excited. Hopefully, we've got a new microphone pack. We're going to check out at the festival, a lot of different things upcoming, but, once again, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Check us out on all those formats. And then also all podcast formats, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast. Ask Alexa to play the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. She will. There's a lot of different things. But wherever you listen, please, or you're watching or whatever, listen, like, subscribe and comment, please. We appreciate all comments, positive and negative.
You know, and again, we want to stress, it's not just negative comments, but when it contains just completely incorrect, being kind, incorrect information, we felt obliged to bring
that
to the forefront.
Well, we just want to cover what we go through.
Yeah.
And then also what we go through positively. I mean, having Greg come on and just give us that gives us a lot of... there is a little bit of credibility having Randy Prossy, you know, Alan Bishop, and then also Greg Schneider and everybody.
Everybody that's podcasted with us.
You know, Wally Dant. Everybody. Lisa Roper Wicker. I mean, she spent 2 hours with us that one night.
Which was an awesome podcast.
I didn't know it was 2 hours. The next day I looked at the thing and I was loading it up and I'm like, it said 2 hours. I'm like... holy shit, that was
a
lot of
what,
fun because it didn't seem like 2 hours.
Widow Jane, what's it called? Decadence. That's the
Widow Jane
maple
Decadence?
Syrup infused.
Widow Jane Tanier.
Maple syrup cask finished.
And then
bourbon.
There's also
not
coming
infused.
Up, there's a Widow Jane rye in apple barrel, is it? I had it the other night. I think it's right behind me. It's right here. Let's do, since you're talking about Widow Jane.
Let's have a pour.
No,
have a little
you
sip.
Want a pour?
I want a sip of it.
You had it the other night, you little cheeky monkey. I'm freaking on fire tonight. You get a little. Otherwise, you're going to be at my house like for 4 more hours.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, no more.
Yeah, you know, like.
This is Widow Jane whiskey distilled from a rye mash, oak, and apple wood aged. So it's Oak and applewood means it was finished in an applewood barrel.
I don't remember tasting this. Are you sure you gave it to me?
Yes, I 100% gave it to you on Sunday night.
Well, what the fuck did you do? Did you roofie me afterwards or whatever?
I mean, no, you and your wife were right there. That's why it's open. I opened it, and I even, you know, I can't help it. You're getting old.
I'm getting old too, folks. I
like you roofied me.
No, no roofies.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers. Cheers. You know, we're getting in trouble for that comment. For a rye, that's delicious.
Yeah, okay. I remember this expression now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're so good. It's just really good. It's like, you know, anytime he drinks something, he remembers like, oh, I remember when I had that in 1978. As soon as he drinks it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't even remember what happened in 1978.
Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. He don't even remember 1978, but if he drinks it, it's right there.
Let me say, 1978, I was doing a lot of something like this, and I don't have a whole lot of recollection of that year.
There you go. All right, everybody. Again, we went through all that, but remember, I'm going to have to do exactly what I do and get that ready. But look, nope, I gotta turn it up when it's ready to go.
There we all go. Right. We're technically incompetent. We proved that.
No, that was not. I'm ready to go. I just have to figure out. Let's see, it's turning my ringer up, but as soon as I hit play, I'll turn up the volume and we'll get going. But remember, everybody, good bourbon equals good times and good friends. And go out there and live your life dangerously.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you for your positive feedback. It was great to have you tonight. Take care.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.